everybody. Welcome back to another episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened? I'm Kiara.
And I'm Kiana.
And we are so glad to be back with another episode. So we did miss a few weeks because of the Super Bowl. They didn't have a new episode. And then we were unable to record last week. But it feels good to be back. What do you think, Kiana?
I agree. I definitely missed it.
Me too. So let's just get into this episode, okay? All right, so this episode started out with Kim and Usman. They finally had sex. So on season 5, episode 10, we saw that Usman had finally asked Kimberly to be his girlfriend. And he also told her that he was ready to have sexy time. And they finally did.
Yes, finally.
I just want to say that I feel kind of set up because Usman did that whole thing about, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to be in a relationship with her. He was talking all that shit just for the very next episode for them to be together.
Right.
I mean, it seems so fake.
You think so?
It did, low-key.
Wait, what part seems fake? Seems fake that he didn't want to be with her when he was saying he didn't want to be with her?
Right. It seemed like he did want to be with her. He's been wanting to be with her.
And well, you know they have to draw it out to make more episodes.
Yeah. I mean, they could have at least transitioned it a little bit better because it was literally one episode. He was so mad because he felt like she was pressuring him. And then the very next episode, he's asking her to be his girlfriend.
Right.
And he does want to sleep with her.
But overall, I'm happy for Kim. I know she's so excited. And it was so funny, like, all those jokes that they were making, like, when they went to the Spice tour or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, they're pretty cute together. I'm glad they finally got together. And I really don't think that she had to pressure Usman or anything at all. I think that he has been wanting to be with her. But like you said, maybe they had to drag it out.
I agree.
With the drama.
Yeah.
So before they go to the Spice place and all that good stuff, Usman says that he has a secret that he's been keeping from Kimberly. And oh my gosh, I'm telling you, I was like, wait a minute, what could the secret be? Usman has a secret? I totally forgot about the fact that he made the song for the other girl, and that was the secret.
Yeah, I thought for some reason that she already found that out. I don't know why I thought she already found that out. But it should be interesting. Honestly, I don't think it's a big deal, to be quite honest, but...
You don't?
No. That song wasn't while they were talking, was it?
It doesn't matter.
Why?
To me, it matters because if you write a song for another woman and then you fly me out to come to you shooting the video for said song, you got me, you know, defending you over the video for this song, whatever, whatever. And then I find out it was about another woman the whole time, I would be pissed.
No. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a song.
All right. See, you are tripping.
Now, I think, okay, it's just a song. I mean, if it was before they started talking, what's the big deal? I didn't even know you then. Yes, I did fly you out to film the music video, but it's just a music video for just a song. And when you first got here, we weren't even together. We just got together because we've been friends this whole time. So what is the problem?
Get out of here. The problem is, first of all, we saw how fast Usman switched up. We just talked about it. He's been wanting her since she got there. Number two is common courtesy. You're not just writing songs for any old person that you're dating or seeing or anything like that. So that means that you actually cared about this person to write a song about her or for her to be the inspiration for said song. So yes, that is something that you should at least tell me.
Okay, I'll give you that. I think he should have at least told her that the song is actually about a another real person. A real person.
And she's young and she's pretty. If I was Kimberly, I might be a little suspicious.
I don't know about that one. But I will say he should have at least just told her, just so that she would have a heads up.
Right. But instead you want to spring it on her. And I love how he did it after he asked her to be his girlfriend. That's kind of seems like manipulation. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, you give her what she wants, what she's been wanting this whole time, just to, in a way, snatch it away.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I don't like that. And I really like Usman, so I was disappointed to see him do that.
Well, he's still a guy. We have to remember that.
Right. But that was really it. We didn't really see a whole lot with them.
And just real quick, going back to the last episode, Usman talked to Kim's son on the phone or on FaceTime. And I'm glad that Kim's son wasn't doing too much. You know how, like, a lot of times when they meet the family or whatever, the family's always doing too much? I mean, he was still, like, a little leery of Usman, but he wasn't, like, being rude, overly rude, you know, doing too much. So I appreciated that. And even Kim said, like, I thought he was going to go a lot harder on you than he did.
Yeah, but you could tell he just wants his mom to be happy. So he's willing to suck it up if it means that she would be happy. So that was good.
Yes.
Well, let's go ahead and move on to Jasmine and Gino. First of all, what I want to say about Jasmine and Gino, we didn't get to talk about the whole altercation that happened last week. And I don't really want to go too far into it since, you know, we're on a new episode. But oh my gosh, it was so good. They were like the highlight of season 5, episode 10.
Yeah.
So on this episode, well, actually, on last episode, we saw that Jasmine forgave Gino. They had a conversation. He apologized. And basically, she let it go. I just want to say, she is better than me.
Yeah, I'm wondering how much time actually went by.
I know.
Like, how many days was that in between, I wonder?
It seems like it happened the next day, but of course, you know, it's hard to tell. But she forgave him pretty quickly. And I know they were kind of talking about, like, on this last episode, they were talking about how it was still a little bit awkward between them. But I couldn't really tell.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, though, because that was like a huge blowout. So
it was.
I'm sure that, like, there it was probably not necessarily probably not like awkward, but probably kind of like, okay, that was bad. We need to just completely,
I guess, start fresh. But all I'm saying is, if a guy did that to me, I would be mad for more than just one day.
Hell yeah.
She seems to forgive him very quickly because, remember, last week's episode, that was when they went on the walk on the beach.
Yeah.
And he apologized. And that was just the day after the huge fight happened. So she at least forgave him a day after.
Well, let's remember, they're engaged. Wait, are they engaged yet?
No.
Well, they're supposed to be getting married either way. And they both are in love with each other. So I think it's easier to forgive if it's that type of situation. Like, if they were in love with each other and they weren't, like, you know, exclusive boyfriend, girlfriend, hell yeah. But you know how it is when you're, like, fresh in love. So I think that's why it was so much easier for them to forgive each other, even though he didn't really deserve it.
You know what song is going through my mind right now?
What?
What's love got to do? Got right. to do. He disrespected her in one of the worst ways that you can ever disrespect a woman. I'm sorry. I get that you're in love, but some things, and I'm not saying that she can never forgive him. You know, I'm not judging or anything like that, but girl, you let him get away with that shit in one day. And he barely even apologized. His ass didn't give her no type of reactions until she ripped his hat off. Remember?
Yes. And speaking of, now let me just recap what happened on the, not this week's episode, but the previous episode. So, Jasmine finds out that Gino sent her naked photos to his ex-girlfriend. He says he sent them just to be braggadocious. Like, hey, look at my hot new girl, and look at you, basically.
Wait, is braggadocious a word, or did you just make that up?
It's a word.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So, Jasmine's like, how dare you? Like, I don't trust you anymore. Like, you sent my naked pictures, which I totally agree, because this chick, who knows who she is? She could easily start disseminating Jasmine's pictures on the internet, send them to other people who can distribute them. It's just a whole different, like, ballpark when you're talking about somebody who's in the public eye, like Jasmine and Gino, and has the clout. And what if Jasmine says something crazy to this girl, and this girl just decides, hey, I'm going to disseminate these photos. Okay, anyway, now back to my recap. So, they get into an argument. Jasmine is 58 hot, as our mother likes to say. 58 hot. And her and Gino are, like, arguing. Gino's not giving her any type of reaction whatsoever. He just sitting there on the bed, looking crazy, which is also kind of making me mad too, because y'all already know that if you're so upset and somebody's acting totally unbothered, it's going to do nothing but make you even more upset as well.
I'm telling you, that is the absolute worst, especially when they are the ones that fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna sit there, you just want a reaction out of them so bad. It wouldn't matter if they were apologetic, if they got mad, or if they got sad, or whatever the case is. You just want something. You just want to know that when you're expressing yourself to somebody, that they understand where you're coming from.
Right.
And Gino, oh my gosh, he was giving her nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, he wasn't saying anything. He wasn't making any facial expressions. He was just sitting there like a blob. So she says, you send my nudes to your ex. He says, well, they weren't nudes. She said, you sent my boobs, basically. I'm saying the clean version. He says, yes, I sent a picture of your boobs, not nudes, though.
Cricket, I'm trying to figure cricket, out cricket. What the hell Gino thinks nudes are. If you're sending naked pictures of somebody, it doesn't matter what they are. Yeah, they're probably nudes, regardless of whether they're boobs or any lower parts. They're nudes, period.
They're definitely nudes.
But that is a perfect example of what a guy would do to your face.
Mm-hmm.
Would tell you not to believe something that you know to be true with your own eyes.
Yes, we were just talking about this when we were watching Cheaters the other day.
Yes! We'll just say anything and expect you to believe it because they know how much you love them. They know how much you want to believe in them. And they use that against you. We have to be smarter about that, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Then, so Justin said, oh, you didn't send any nudes, huh? You didn't send any nudes? Well, how about this is nudes? Rips his hat off.
Okay. Best part.
I'll just say this. I don't see what's so bad about the front of his head being bald. It looks just like any other bald head that we've seen. I mean, I see bald people, every day you see somebody bald, whether you know them or not. I mean, it's a bald head. But I couldn't tell if that was like hair growing on the back of his head or if that was some type of discoloration. But the back of his head looked black to me.
Yeah, it did a little bit. I thought it was just him growing some hair back there, but
okay, that's what I figured. I really
couldn't tell.
And it was so fast.
Honestly, I think that what makes Gino's situation worse is the fact that he makes it such a big deal that he can't take his hat off. Oh my gosh, I don't want to be seen without my hat. So then when you see something, it may not be that bad, but he has hyped it up so much.
Right.
That it makes it a huge deal. But if he just kind of played it cool, it would not be that big of a deal.
Honestly. I agree. His head, to me, looks just the same as any other bald head. So I don't see what's the big deal.
Exactly. Which brings us back to this last episode, because they're going to see Jasmine's mom and her sister. And Jasmine's mom is apparently super religious. You know, she prays a lot. And Jasmine made the comment that she was afraid that her mom was going to bless the food if they ate over there. And of course, she was going to expect Gino to take off his hat. And of course, you know, he's saying that he's not going to take it off because he prefers how he looks with the hat on. And all I can say is, Gino, you have to have a better excuse. I think that we all know that it's something deeper. When you just refuse to take off your hat, we know that it's not just, oh, I prefer the way that I look with the hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's a conversation that he should have with Jasmine. That way, when they get to her mom's house and her mom asks him to take the hat off, her mom already kind of knows and it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but I do think that him and Jasmine have already had that conversation because Jasmine was saying, I know how he feels about the hat, so I'm not even going to argue it with him. If he says he's not going to take it off, then fine.
I honestly don't get it.
Yeah, me either. I think he's just insecure, but I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Not at all. But anywho, so they get to Jasmine's hometown and she ends up staying behind in the hotel room and he decides that he's going to go explore the city. And apparently they have this weird thing going on where she says evidence and what is it?
Report.
Yes. She tells
and
him
sends evidence. A little police emoji.
Oh my gosh. She tells him evidence and report and he complies. He sends screenshots, he sends pictures, all that of where he is and what he's doing. And this has been going on even before he got to Panama.
Right.
I'm sorry, but what the hell?
It's like she got my man's on a leash.
Okay. And all I'm saying is, if it's got to be like that, he knew how Jasmine was. This whole thing in the beginning where we were feeling bad for Gino. Oh my gosh, she's treating him so bad. And
yeah,
I feel sorry for him. No, he knew that from the start. And well, he was and okay with it.
Jasmine said, oh, you're trying to make me look like the villain. But that's because we were seeing that side of Jasmine. But we were not seeing the side of Gino.
Right. And after all this stuff, it makes it seem as if Jasmine might have caught Gino doing a little some extra.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because I don't see you doing that to somebody that you just met. Or actually, they hadn't even met at that point. But, you know.
I would not be surprised. That's all I got to say.
I'm excited to see the reaction between him and Jasmine's mom. I honestly hope that she doesn't ask him to take the hat off. But shoot, we already know Jasmine will just rip it off if he makes her mad enough, so.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't ask him either, only because I feel that it will just make this situation even more awkward. But I'm sure Jasmine has told her mom about the situation.
I hope so. I really do. So are you ready to move on?
Ready.
Oh my gosh.
I'm ready.
All right, SpongeBob. Let's go on to a couple that I honestly have no words for, because this couple, one of them, you just feel so bad for them. And that is Mike and Jimena.
Oh, gosh. I thought you were going to say Mahogany and Ben.
Girl, I'm saving that one. Last week's episode, we saw that Mike was going back to Colombia because basically he just missed Jimena so much and he decided to go back. And on last week's episode, he had a conversation with his dad and with his granddad. And they were basically both telling him that they felt like Jimena was using him. He told them about the fact that she wanted him to pay for her surgery, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. He also pays half of her rent, which I'm confused on to where she's even getting the other half from. But anyway, that's another topic. So now he's back in Colombia. And even on last week's episode, we saw that she's being very cold towards him.
Yes.
She doesn't want to really be near him. She doesn't really want to talk to him. And we actually saw that on the night that he got there, they went out clubbing. Mike goes back home at a certain point, and Jimena stays out all night.
All night.
The whole night.
Well, I'll say this. To me, it's very apparent that Jimena has found someone else. I mean, Mike left, according to like the timeline or whatever, Mike left 2 months prior. Now, right. 2 months ago when he left, they were all lovey-dovey. She's crying at the airport. It's a whole thing. They're clearly in love, so it seems. Now, 2 months later, she's standoffish. She's not replying to messages. She's going out more. She's acting very different.
Right.
These are telltale signs. I mean, you guys are not in the same country. Yes, she did feel that way when you left. But you know how it is when you're leaving someone that, you know, you care about. Your emotions are high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just feeling as if Jimena has found someone else. That's
honestly
what I think.
I don't even think that it's that she found somebody else. I think that the reason why she was so emotional last time is because her and Mike had spent a decent amount of time together, you know? Mm-hmm. And she kind of felt a connection to him. And maybe she had even tricked herself into wanting to be with him. Maybe she felt that this is the time where I'm gonna fall in love with him, even though originally she didn't really love him. And then as soon as he left, she realized, oh my gosh, I really don't like him or even love him. And that's why she's acting the way that she's acting. That's
so you
what
think
I thought.
So you think she realized it right away?
Yes, I think that she maybe forced herself to like or even think that she loved him.
But did it seem as if she was into him when he proposed, when he was talking to the kids? I mean, the first time it did seem as if she was all in, I will say.
It did seem like that, but remember, originally, we were already saying that she was playing him. She didn't really like him. Then, you know, eventually, that's when we were saying, oh, maybe she does like him. Maybe she is into him. But I think, like I said, she kind of forced herself into that. And then as soon as she left, she realized, oh my gosh, this is not it.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
So now that Mike is back, they decide that they should go wedding dress shopping. And Mike has to go with Jimena because there's nobody else to go with her. And for whatever reason, he wants to go.
Well, he wants to go because he's paying for the dress.
Right. And that's exactly what I said. Because Jimena low-key made a remark about how she didn't know why Mike wanted to go. And how he's not supposed to see the dress. And I was thinking, Girl, he wants to go because he don't want to hand you the money because he doesn't know what you're going to do with that money.
Exactly, exactly.
Mike can try to play it off all he wants, but we know, the viewers, we can tell, Mike don't want to hand you no wad of cash because who knows what the hell you're going to do with it.
Well, you already just keep talking so much about how you want to get the surgery, you want to be a model. So it doesn't surprise me that Mike doesn't want to give you the money. And I'm glad that Mike is being smart about it as well.
Yes, because when they're in the wedding dress shop, Jimena says to him that she wants to get the money for the surgery and then get the wedding dress. And Mike is in the mindset of, well, does that mean if I don't pay for your surgery, then you won't get the wedding dress, which then means that we're not going to get married?
Yeah, like it's some type of ultimatum.
Exactly. And I think that he's so right to feel that way. And it seems as if he's finally coming to maybe see Jimena for who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants him for the money. And did you see how slick she was when she asked him for the money and he said no? And then she said, well, I'm going to need the money by next week, so.
Yeah.
He said no, and she still just said, well, I need the money by next week, so.
I feel so bad for Mike, but it seemed as if she's saying that I want to get my boobs done before you, as soon as you go back to New York. So I need the money next week. That's what it seemed like she was saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
Yeah, and I just feel so bad for Mike. I feel that she's being very passive. I think she just needs to be honest with him, which we do see later in the episode. She is going to be honest with him, but it's a certain way that you should go about things.
And that is to be honest from the jump. Don't wait until we're this deep in to be honest.
Yeah, it's really pissing me off the fact that Jimena has not been completely honest. All of this could have been avoided.
Yes, literally all of it. But we know that she doesn't necessarily want to avoid it because she wants his money. He's paying for her rent and all that shit. So,
and I don't even know if he's actually only paying half. He's probably telling his dad and his granddad that.
Right.
So that they don't be like, what the hell? He's probably paying her whole rent.
Exactly. But speaking of what you were saying about her finally being honest, he actually asked her later on that night if they were going to have sex. Because he's been there for a few days at this point and they have not been intimate at all. And she says, no, they're not.
Mike, yeah, because she doesn't want to.
Right. Mike asked her why. She said she doesn't want to. And the reason why she doesn't want to is because she thinks that he's weird. Now, I think that she said,
so sad.
I think that she said that he's weird in a mean way, but then she tried to save it by saying, yeah, well, you just smother me and you're always all over me.
And she did say that he was staring at her one day when she was asleep and she woke up and he was just staring at her.
That is weird. I'm glad that she told him.
That is weird, but she said it in such a way that it's just kind of like, that was mean.
Well, I get that, but I don't know that there's a way that you can tell somebody that they're weird without being mean.
Well, you don't have to call them weird.
But if you think it's weird and that's the reason why you don't want to sleep with them, then you should tell them.
You can say, I think it's weird that I'm in a deep sleep and when I wake up I see you just staring at me. That's weird. That was weird.
Yeah, but Mike does that stuff all the time, so that situation itself is not just weird. He is weird in general. And sometimes you have to just tell people. And you know me, I'm always the type of person that says there's a tactful way to say things. You don't have to be blunt all the time. You don't always have to be mean to get your point across. But I think that her saying that really was how she felt. And she does think that it's weird. And he does that shit all the time.
Well,
so
I'll say
she
this.
Felt like, yes, I'm going to just tell your ass, period.
Well, okay, I can see that. I'll say this, though. maybe she should have already been communicating these things to him. Because if you're just now saying this to me, that you think I've been acting weird or whatever the case may be, okay, how would I have known that? I'm just being my normal self. I don't feel like I'm being weird. So if you don't say, hey, I don't like it when you do X, Y, and Z, or I didn't like it when you did this or that. If you say that, then I can try to work on it. It seems like Mike is pretty open to working on anything that Jimenez says, being dirty, being disorganized, all that other kind of stuff. So I'm sure it would be the same in this situation as well. But I feel as if Jimena just is not interested in Mike anymore at all. She doesn't want him to be there at all. She just wants the money. Because when it comes down to it, every time the producers or whatever ask her, or she'll be like, okay, I'm just really annoyed with Mike about the whole wedding dress situation. I'm also annoyed with him because he hasn't given me the money for my boobs yet. It right. always comes back to he right. hasn't given me the money for the surgery. And once she gets that money, Mike, she's done.
Right. And, you know, I agree with that second part. But I feel like, didn't she low-key already tell him that she doesn't like him to be so clingy and all over her? Didn't she tell him that a few episodes ago? I want to say that she did.
Oh, I don't know. I know she told him about being... I think
that Mike expects her to be the same way that he is. Very clingy, very touchy-feely all over her.
But I think Mike expects her to be the same way that she was when he left 2 months ago. That's
But he knows that's not how she was in the beginning, so I don't know why he expects that.
Yes, in the beginning. But when he left, it was roses and kissy-kissy hug-hug.
Yeah. Well,
and then, now she's acting as if he's a stranger.
But that's because as soon as he left, she was like, thank God.
That's because she found somebody else.
Who knows? But then the saddest moment of the whole episode happened, and that is when Mike asked Jimena if she loves him. And oh my goodness, she said
that
no.
That was really sad.
She said she doesn't love him.
So, okay, I will say this. Do you think there was an error in the translation? Because he said, I love you so much. Are you in love with me? And when the translator thing translated it, it translated to, no, I don't love you. There's a difference between, like, I love you and I'm in love with you. No, but I think it sounds really bad if you say, I don't love you. I love you. I'm not in love with you. I don't want to be with you. I don't want to marry you. But I love you as a person type.
Yeah, and I think she was saying that I don't love you as in I'm not in love with you.
So you don't think the translation kind of got a little lost?
No.
Okay.
I bet you they would try to use that for next week's episode, but I really don't. I don't know. No, I don't. Not at all.
Okay. We gonna see.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to your faves, Ben and Mahogany.
Oh my goodness. I have so much to say about this one.
Yes. So last week, Ben is still sitting in the restaurant and Mahogany comes out of nowhere. Oh my gosh. I wish that we could have talked about this in depth, but the synopsis was that Mahogany is fake. She was a real person, right? But her
quote
being...
quote, unquote.
Right. Her being from... Where's she from? Peru?
Peru.
Her accent, her pictures, all of that was not the same person. Her accent was damn near English, even in Spanish. You know, usually you can tell... Sometimes you can tell when a person is speaking Spanish with no accent. And also, she was switching back and forth seamlessly, which is kind of weird because I felt like he had already mentioned that they had to use a translator.
She speaks no English?
Yeah, they had to use a translator just to talk through messages. So that was kind of weird.
I don't know if TLC is in on this.
They
or
are.
If this is a fake person pretending to be Mahogany, or pretending that they didn't speak English, pretending everything, you know what I mean? Oh my gosh. Okay, let's just get into it because I have so much to say. Number one, you were just talking about the accent, right? So, you know, I took Spanish for a long time, so I can understand Spanish. You're right. Her Spanish has no real accent. Even those people who she had as her quote-unquote parents had accents.
Right.
When speaking, like, you can tell they fluently speak Spanish. That's their native language. You want to know what else? So, when I was learning Spanish, one thing that we learned is that when the Hispanic people talk, when they're speaking in Spanish, they don't always say the S's on certain words, on a lot of words. So, if you're talking about my parents and you say mis padres, they wouldn't say mis padres and pronounce those two S's. It would come out more like mi padre. You know,
right.
You wouldn't hear that S. Yes, the S is there, but you wouldn't necessarily hear it. It's words like that. And I'm listening to Mahogany talk in Spanish, and every single word, I'm hearing the S's.
Yeah.
This and is
it's literally like she's speaking, like she's an English speaker with maybe an American accent, and she's
but
just,
she speaks Spanish. Like,
right.
She can speak
she
it.
She can speak it. She doesn't necessarily always.
It's not her native tongue.
Right.
And she's not, oh, I don't speak any English type. No, she speaks English. She's probably American, but she also can speak Spanish.
Right. Well, let's get into this episode because at this point, I'm thinking their whole segment is scripted.
So you think
I think that something happened. I don't know if Ben found out that maybe Mahogany wasn't real. Where honestly, this is my theory. I could be wrong, but this is my theory. Ben's talking to Mahogany, right? Or somebody that's using Mahogany's pictures.
Pause the pictures because you just brought up the pictures.
Girl.
This chick looks nothing.
The pictures make her look like a doll.
And
Asian.
Yes. And I do understand that people can heavily Photoshop the pictures. But to me, these pictures, I mean, maybe a little bit. But no. She was talking about how Ben looked in his pictures. But he still looks like Ben.
Right.
You look like a completely different person.
Right. So that is my theory. Ben meets somebody on the internet who says that they are Mahogany using this girl's pictures. Whether she edited them and posted them and somebody stole them, or maybe that person stole the pictures and edited them. Whoever, TLC or Ben or whoever finds out that this is actually not the real person, somehow they end up finding the real person in the pictures, and then they get her to come on this show.
Or they just found someone that looked similar to the person in the pictures.
Right, because there's no
Dang.
Way. But I go back to this episode because, and being so scripted, they're not even trying to hide it because even in the beginning of the segment, we see Ben getting ready to go out to meet Mahogany, and he says that his MUA gave him some bronzer to put on so that he would look good for her, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he puts it all over himself, and then he realizes that there's glitter in it.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, this is some fucking Lifetime movie or Hallmark movie type of corny mess.
I don't know what to think. I don't know if I think that Ben is in on this whole secret and they just doing this for the storyline at this point. Or I don't know if I think he really thinks this person is Mahogany. But finally, on this episode, it seemed like Ben is like, okay, she's lying about the place.
Right. Something's going on.
She lied about her age. I just have so many questions. Like,
yes.
I need to know.
Right. So when they meet up finally and he asks her if he can meet her parents that night, she says, okay, you know, she's hesitant, but she says, okay. Well, later that night, he gets to her apartment and...
quote, unquote.
Right. And she gives him this tour and he realizes that there's nowhere for her parents to sleep if they live here. And he asks her about it. And she tells him that, well, her parents don't live there.
And she had a freaking bunk bed in there.
And she had a bunk bed, which I was thinking, well, maybe she secretly has kids. But then Mike actually took that all away because he says that he doesn't think that this is her place. He legit thinks that she's been lying to him. And what kind of bothered me about this whole situation was Ben felt this way. And he also felt like, I know you told me you live with your parents. But he never said that to her. He never confronted her.
Girl.
Not only that, but when her parents do get there, there's the whole age thing. And it's again, he says, I know that she told me she was 24. And now
Ben, don't let this freaking
22.
Ben, don't let this freaking liar make you think you're crazy.
Exactly.
And also, don't forget she had that surfboard in there too.
Right.
This house is clearly like some type of Airbnb or I don't understand.
I was low-key thinking maybe she had a secret family, but we'll see.
I need to know the truth.
I don't think that she does, but I think that Ben should have confronted her about it because he ends up leaving to go back to his hotel.
I think Ben's gonna leave.
I hope so.
He was like, I'm ready to go to the airport right now.
Which I was actually surprised to hear. And you know what would have pissed me off? The fact that I know that you told me that you were 24. So why the hell in front of your parents are you trying to make it seem like, oh, he doesn't know my age. He didn't know my age. Bitch, girl, do not try to play me.
I'm trying to figure out. I just have so many questions. I need to know what's going on. She's like, oh, you told me you... He's like, oh, you told me you were 24. She's... Yeah, like you said. She's looking... Oh, you don't know my age. And then... The parents didn't say anything about, oh, you didn't know she was only 22 or something like that. These people don't know her, and she didn't know those people either. I'm scrolling Twitter right now, and someone said, this is not only Ben's first time meeting them, but Mahogany's too, talking about the parents.
Right. No, I kind of thought that she looked like the mom, honestly.
No. Because remember, these people speak perfect Spanish. These people are Spanish speakers. Mahogany is from America. Remember
that.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that she wouldn't... If her parents speak English, but then maybe they moved to the U.S., she could still speak Spanish, but maybe she doesn't necessarily have the accent if she's not around.
But they didn't move to the U.S.
But we don't know any of that.
Girl, no.
I do think that she's fake, but I thought that they were actually her parents. But now that you say that you don't think they are, now I'm curious.
I'm telling you right now, those are not her parents. She just met those people probably right before Ben came over there. She had met them, talked to them a little bit, told them how old she was. Of course, they got someone who would even seem like a father figure because... If any guy the dad's age thought that someone around his age was dating their daughter, they would be acting like that. So it's not far-fetched for me to see, like, how concerned the parents may have seemed, even though they're not her real parents. Okay, look, I'm going to show you this picture right now of the two Mahoganys.
Yeah, that's why I said last week, I was thinking... I don't know what app she uses to edit her pictures, but she uses that same app that Rebecca, the one that was with Ziette.
Oh, yeah.
She gotta use that same app because that shit made her look so damn different.
Okay, but I feel like Rebecca still looked like Rebecca.
But
She definitely looked way younger.
She looked way younger. She looked airbrushed.
And she was using those filters, like those Snapchat filters that give you, like, you know, a snatched kind of... you know, look or whatever. But, oh my gosh, I could literally talk about Ben and Mahogany for, like, the next few hours.
TLC is probably doing this on purpose. They know that people know, but it's, you know, it's giving people something to talk about.
I just cannot.
Well, but before you get worked up, maybe we should move on.
Okay, real quick, let me just finish this. I am glad that it seems that Ben is out of there. And yes, I really hope he's done. Yes. And even though he's was kind of upset about the age thing because he was saying that his daughter is 22. I mean, you thought she was 24. So that's really just 2 years difference. So
right.
Is it really a difference at all? I don't know. But
and
okay.
It's not, honestly. But well, let's let's go ahead and move on to our last couple of the night, who happened to be Memphis and Hamza, who, you know, I like them. I want them to make it, but Memphis makes it so hard. Yes. She really does.
Yes.
Well, when we first see them, remember last week, Memphis decides that she's going to tell Hamza about the fact that she stayed at her ex-husband's house for a few days at the very beginning of her and Hamza getting together.
Can I please ask, why the hell does that matter?
Yeah, exactly. You're saying that you stayed over there when you barely even knew Hamza. Y'all weren't even really talking that much. She said it was in the very beginning. And then she is adamant that nothing happened. They didn't sleep together. Well, why do you need to tell him?
Is it really? He would never know that.
Right. And was that sister on the phone? It was her sister, yeah. Or her friend, whoever she was talking to.
It was her sister.
Yeah, she was making it seem like, is there anything that you're hiding? Like, you need to tell him because this is so important that you're honest. I mean, why? Something like that.
So Memphis said they didn't have sexy time. Nothing happened. She was just there. Okay. Why does he need to know that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. But before she can even get that out, Hamza drops a bomb on her when he tells her that he thinks that they should wait to get married. He tells her that he doesn't want to get married right now because
she's doing too much
of that. Yes. But also because of the fact that she's had two previous relationships that didn't work out. And, you know, he's afraid that she might leave him one day. And also, he feels that she doesn't trust him because of the whole prenup thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Memphis is pissed at this point, and she's saying, well, damn, why did you have me come over here if you were feeling like that?
But the thing is, he wasn't feeling like that at first.
Exactly. He didn't feel that way until you came over there acting crazy, girl.
Acting a fool.
So, they end up talking about this whole situation. It's fine. He finally is like, okay, yeah, we can still get married because I do love you. Whatever, whatever. Then Memphis drops a bomb on Hamza when she tells him this whole story about how she spent the night at her ex's house and they didn't do anything, but she did. Of course, Hamza is pissed. And he doesn't want to talk to her. They end up talking, though, and she tells him the whole story that she was going through some things. And the producers actually asked her, what was it? What was the thing that you were feeling? What made you so upset? And girl, Memphis tells them that it was because she didn't pass her state boards.
Now, pause. Okay, Memphis, if you don't really want to tell us the real story, that's completely fine.
Yes.
But
do not sit here and lie.
I mean, my good sis went upstairs, took her mic off. She was like, I don't want anybody to know. To me, it's something much deeper that she doesn't want out. And that's completely fine. But girl, that story about the state boards, I mean, I get it. You were probably sad, but I mean, think about how many people don't pass the bar exam and stuff on the first time. I mean, really?
And that is something that you would definitely feel down and bad about. But I don't necessarily know that that's something that you're going to go upstairs, take your mic off, and then come back downstairs and somebody just asks you and you just say it. Well, what was the point of you doing all that other shit?
Yeah.
And not only that, but you could tell that it was something deeper because even Hamza had a few tears when they made up and he forgave her and he was able to understand why she had to go to her ex for help.
Yes. I think if she did go to her ex's house, because she said she didn't pass the state board exam, so all she did was be depressed and sleep for, like, lay in bed for 4 days. Memphis. Right. Memphis.
It was definitely something else, but we're gonna, you know, we respect her privacy, but I definitely don't believe it. Who knows? Maybe it'll come out at some point.
Yeah, because that ain't it, so.
Right.
But I'm glad that it seems like they were able to work it out. Yeah. And I'm pretty glad about that. I really like Hamza. I think Memphis needs to take a step back, though. She's doing too much. She's being too bossy. Yes, he's younger than you. He's 26, but he's not your son. She's acting more like his mom. Oh, you need to do this. Oh, you need to do that. Not to mention, she's talking to him like a toddler anyway.
Yeah.
He's a grown man. And especially in his culture, he's a man. She needs to treat him like a man and stop treating him like a kid and talking to him like a child.
Well, I hope that she will. They were able to have that conversation, and it seemed as if it ended on the right note. So hopefully, if they can continue on that path to be able to communicate things, I think that they will be good. Because I think I said it a few episodes ago, they actually make a really good couple.
They do. So, they're cute.
Yeah. I really like them together, and I want them to last. So Memphis, girl,
calm down a little bit.
I think she wants it her way or the highway.
Yes.
And she might have to just learn to compromise.
Yes.
But they'll be fine.
Yeah, I think so. But let me read you a tweet I just read. If you really want to torture someone, you should record Memphis speaking English to Hamza. Voice play it. And your victim will be begging for mercy within minutes.
Oh my gosh. Did you hear her tell him that she only got divorced once when he had brought up the fact that he didn't want her to leave him? Like she had left her ex.
Oh,
she
yeah,
like, only got so. Divorced once. I was thinking Memphis, girl.
I see that she's trying to make the understanding easier. But at the same time, Memphis. Just talk regular.
Like everybody damn else. Y'all got a translator?
Yes, exactly. The translator is probably not even translating correctly because of the way you're talking.
Okay, and that's facts. Actually, Memphis and Hamza were the last couple of the night. We didn't see Ella and Johnny, and we didn't see Alina and Caleb. Do you think that we would even see them, though? Because last time we saw them, they were both going home. So I don't know if TLC took their segments off or if that was just the end of their segments.
I think that was probably the end of their segment since they both went their separate ways. It's not really much for them to show of them.
It seemed weird because when we saw Mike, we saw him when he was at home, but we haven't seen Caleb or Alina. Even though Mike did go back.
But I think that's the only reason why we're seeing them again, because they have more to the story because Mike went back.
I wonder if they asked Mike. Because he said it had
been 2 months.
I wonder if they asked Mike to go back or if he just decided that he would.
Knowing Mike, he definitely just decided.
But that was a good episode. Hopefully we'll see what happens with Ella and Johnny next week, because last week we saw that she was talking about going to Dubai and meeting him, and Johnny was still very hesitant about going
Ella
because of COVID.
Find somebody else online.
And then she had mentioned that she was gonna be in an open relationship with him if he didn't go. And I'm thinking to myself, well, girl, why not just break up with him if you feel that way?
Yeah.
Because how do you know that he's gonna be okay with the open relationship?
Ella just needs to find somebody else. I mean, at this point, to me, anyway, it's clear that Johnny, I'm not going to say he doesn't want her. I think he does care about her. But at the same time, if you're not willing to try to make something happen, he's like, oh, if I go to Dubai, I'm going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks. And then when I get back to China, I have to quarantine for 5 weeks. I mean, if you're not willing to make something happen, then what's the point? I'm not going to keep just talking to you on the internet.
That is a long ass time. So I don't blame him. Honestly, I think the best bet would be to look into what kind of laws and shit China has going on in regards to COVID. And her best bet would to be just to go over there. She would have to quarantine 2 weeks or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. And she would be good. She might as well go there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That is just too much. Anyway, that's too much because it's easy for her to say that it's so easy. Oh, yeah, just go and then you can deal with the quarantine after. Girl, that's a whole 7 weeks in quarantine.
Yeah.
We don't even know if Johnny can work remotely. We know that if he's in quarantine, he's not going to see Stoney. He's not going to see his parents. That's a lot to ask of somebody. It really is.
Yeah, I agree. I see what you're saying. That is a long time, but something's gotta give. I'm assuming she can't just go to China.
Right. They need to check into that. I mean, they haven't mentioned anything about it, though.
Because as far as maybe she can go to Dubai, do her 2 weeks of quarantine, then go to China.
Yeah.
Or wasn't he supposed to be going to Singapore and all
that? I think that she would do something like that, like just pop up in China. She seems like the type.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because they freaking show her every other damn week. So we really don't know.
Right.
Who knows? I mean, we'll see.
We gonna see.
Kiana, I have some very bad news.
What?
That was the end of the episode.
Oh, no.
We talked about all the couples. This is a pretty good episode. Oh, my gosh. Everything that happened last week, everything that happened this week. So much drama. I love it so much.
Yes, it's been, these last two episodes have been really good.
Yes.
They're long still, long as hell, and you already know what I have to say about that. But they've been really good. So it didn't go by as slowly as some of the other episodes. It seems like it takes forever to watch one episode because they're so freaking long. But these last two actually didn't seem that long.
I think they go by faster when you live tweet the episodes, when you're on Twitter and you're just able to see what everybody else is saying. It seems like it goes by faster. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Speaking of, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at 90 Day Fiance WWH and also on Instagram at 90 Day Fiance. Wait, what? Also, you guys, give us some ratings and reviews here on Apple Podcasts. Let us know what you guys want to hear. If you want to hear us go into depth about any of the other couples.
Yes.
Anything y'all want, just let us know. We'll be back next week with another episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened?
Wait, what happened?
We're not doing that again. We outie.
We out.